nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman.
Can you explain to the board your first request?
We've had our trailer there where we hold Bible study for 5 years, and I'm here to renew it for another 5 years if we could. We've never had no issue since we've been there. Our hours of operation are Sunday, 9 to usually 3, it never exceeds 5, and that's really our hours of operation, although sometimes throughout the week we have special meetings on Wednesdays and been known to have them on Tuesdays depending on, you know, I guess the circumstances, but we've had no impact on the neighborhood. The neighbors are quite friendly to us, and we feel the same, so we've had no issues for the last 5 years, and we've changed nothing about our operations. We just plan to continue to do the same week as we've always done.
Yeah, so nothing has changed.
No, sir.
Richard? And the hours again of what?
Sundays, the hours are 7 to 5. Usually it's 3, but 7 to 5. And Wednesdays we have meetings sometimes from noon to 3. We have different classes.
All right.
But those pretty much are the only days. Sometimes Tuesdays we schedule. If ever we reschedule a day or anything, it's within the hours of 2 to 3. We never reschedule a Sunday.
You were approved in 2004?
I'm sorry, sir. What?
You were approved in 2004.
That's
what I have a record of here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. I'm getting my dates mixed up in my head. Yes, sir.
You were approved in December 6, 2004.
Sure.
Okay. And the stipulation said for 5 years, right?
I believe that to be true, yes.
So 5 and 4 is what?
9.
And it's 2013.
I was actually unaware of it. I bought the place and I've had it for 3 years, and we were mailed a form saying that we need to come in and renew it. So that's, I didn't even know. And I was told it was approved for 5 years. I'm not sure how long it was approved for. And I didn't even know I had.
You said you did get a letter from planning and zoning that said that you needed to renew?
Yeah, it was from y'all's office. I talked to the lady. She helped me fill out the form. I can't think of her name right now. I think it was Debbie or Linda or something. But they had mailed out a letter, and when we received it, we responded right away. I was supposed to be here at the last meeting. My brother passed away, and as you know, I asked for an extension, and y'all were gracious enough to let me come in for this meeting. I've owned the place now for 3 years, and this was actually new to me. I didn't even know it was a special variation.
So you just bought it 3 years ago. You didn't know anything about
you didn't know anything about,
anything about the variance or nothing.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes, sir. I mean, as soon as we found out, we come down and adjust it the best we could.
So if this is approved, you know, for another 5 years, you know, 2018, and you still own it, you're going to have to be back here again.
Yes, sir. Now I'm aware. Wasn't before.
All right.
So.
All right. I've answered that, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you operate this year-round?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We have Bible study year-round.
You don't reside there? Or do you reside?
No, we don't reside inside there. No, it's not a living dwelling or anything. It's just a place that we come together and worship.
No questions.
What's your parking situation like?
We have plenty of parking. I'd say we have our driveway comes in, we have at least, it can accommodate at least 10 cars. But, you know, next door to us, we have the little strip mall, and those folks are very generous. They allow us to park there if we ever, but it's actually just about the opposite. They have a church there, and some of their people come over and study with us. And when they do, it's a less than a 45-second walk from there to our place. But we've never, you know, had an issue with parking.
Was it used as a classroom prior to you purchasing it?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I have nothing further.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions?
Yes, sir. I got one more question.
Okay.
This is a picture of your place. Is that your back steps getting in and out with all the trees? Is that gone now?
Yes, sir. That's the back side of it. The front side of it's not. And believe it or not, that was 3 months' worth of growth.
It's not like that now, is it?
No, sir. No. That's the back side. The front side, we built a. We actually approved it. We built a better. It had a little metal stairwell, and we put a wooden one that's more secure that has handrails. So,
that's,
you know, just for the
in the
elder.
Back where that's at?
In the back there, it has another stairwell that that leads out. We never use that.
It's an exit in case you have a fire or something.
Exactly. And it's not that way right now. Actually, it's been cleaned up since then.
Okay.
What year is it? You say it's a manufactured home?
I believe.
What year is it?
They bought it. It was an actual school. It was one of those annex schools. There's no home.
Okay.
It's wide open. There's no rooms to speak. There's a small little room in a and that's it. But other than that, it's there's no living quarters or anything.
Classroom type one then.
It was actually a classroom that was okay. That they brought in.
So I'm looking. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11244 for 5 years as a special use exception. I believe it will not substantially affect adversely the uses in adjacent and neighboring properties. It's been there for since 2004, and I'm sure we would have heard something here, and there's no opposition here tonight. So I make the motion we approve 11244 for those reasons.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11244 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11244 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Calloway. Yes, sir.
Case number 11245, 36 builders doing business as Insight Homes, south of Piney Neck Road, north of Anchor Watch Loop, being lot 23 within the marinas at Pepper Creek Development. Tax map ID is District 233, map 7, parcel 230, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.